How rare are otter pups?
You know, 2 years ago we had a litter. We are only one of two zoos in, out of 110 of zoos and aquariums that had river otters born that specific year. This year we know of at least seven litters.
Okay, so why the sudden shift?
You know what? I don't know. We're always learning about our animals. We're always trying to find and talking with other places of, hey, I heard you had pups this year. What'd you guys do differently, or what'd you guys do? I think that's part of it. Some of it's just luck. we're always trying to crack that code of get animals to reproduce.
Well, what have you been doing to smooth that way?
For us, I think the change was getting a different female. A couple years ago, we traded females as part of the breeding program, and once she was sexually mature, we've had 3 out of 4 years worth of pups. So for us, that was the code.
So, how do you do this? Is there a Tinder for otters?
A little, Charlie. We make decisions as a population management group, and they look at who's the best match from a genetic standpoint and a demographic standpoint. So you don't want to put an old guy with a young girl or an old lady with a young male. You want to have them at least close in age. They pair and they bond, and you want to make sure that they can be together for, a number of years. So it's a little bit like a computer dating service.
How restricted is the gene pool for otters in captivity?
Right now, because they have not bred very well in zoos, for the most part, I believe the breeding program is allowing most pairs to breed. They're given a green light for a breeding recommendation. So as we fill those spaces of zoos and aquariums who want river otters, I can imagine them reducing the number. But right now, we're just managing as the pups are born and moving forward each year.
What are pups like? Could you talk to me about their growth cycle and how soon they display personality and become real bundles of mischief?
When they're born, their eyes are closed for about the first 2 weeks. They can't swim. Mom has to teach them how to swim. So, we're at that point where we're about 4 weeks in. We're starting to see those personalities starting to emerge. Having two this time, the keepers are trying to figure out the different personalities of the two. Mom's being great. She is doing what she's supposed to do. And she wants to be with the pups all the time, which is a good thing. But it's making our jobs a little harder to go in and get weights. She doesn't want to leave them. So another month or so, we will take mom and two babies and put them on exhibit outside. We drain the pool since, again, they can't swim. We give them a kiddie pool, and that has seemed to work for us the previous 2 years. And where other zoos have told us it was going to take 2 to 3 weeks to teach them how to swim, I think our female teaches her pups in about a day, day and a half. And then we slowly raise the level of the pool, level of the water in the pools. And then once we're comfortable with all of that, then we let dad out, and dad gets to meet the pups for the first time.
Is that how it happens in the wild too? The dad isn't around all that much?
That's correct. Dad's not there when they're born. So he will breed a female and move on to other parts of his territory. So we do it in zoos because we have found that it does work. You can put them all together, and it makes a great exhibit, and you can talk about the different personalities and how things are going. But and some zoos actually keep the male with the female the whole time, even after she gives birth. We sided on a little bit more cautionary because they're so rare, and also we've heard that some females get so defensive, they're so focused on keeping the male away from the pups, she doesn't actually take care of the pups. So we just take that equation out of it and have her separated, and we've got a camera on mom, so we know exactly what's going on. We know exactly when they were born, and can watch without her knowing and disturbing her.
Are two pups the usual, the rarity? What's the usual number?
The average is three. They can have up to five. So we've had three litters in 4 years, and we've had three, one, and two. But three is the average.
What else should I ask about otters?
They are common in Illinois. They are native to Illinois, but these guys have a very large range. Had some major problems when the fur trade was going on in this area and all over North America, really. So their numbers dropped, but they're making a comeback. And just a great exhibit animal for people to show off. It's an animal that can be outside in the wintertime. Just a fun animal to watch and to really enjoy.